Time for the Morning Munch, and Paige Williams is the author of the new book, Prayer, Mysteries, and Relationship, and we're heading into day number three with Paige. Paige, good morning!
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you back on again. Hey, by the way, we were doing a survey all through the morning about the Super Bowl and everything. Quick question for you. Are you a football fan? Would you want to throw a guess as far as who's going to win?
I'm a big football fan. it's a tough one this year. I feel like the Eagles have the momentum.
All right.
But I feel like the Chiefs have the experience in being in the Super Bowl and knowing how to get it done. So I'm going to give the edge to the Chiefs.
To the Chiefs.
You're right.
Yeah. Just voted for the Chiefs too. So I think we both kind of are.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of are. So Prayer, Mysteries, and Relationship is the new book, and we're excited. Day number three with the Morning Munch. Paige, what do you have for us today?
Yes. Today I'm coming from Romans 12 and 21. It says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And I love that this scripture presents that both evil and good are present in our lives, in our everyday life. And we have to choose either to allow ourselves to be overcome by the evil or all the bad things we see, whether it's circumstances, whatever the case may be, but we can choose to be overcome with good and overcome the evil with good. A lot of people, even people who aren't in relationship with the Lord, they would call it positive thinking. But even positive thinking without God is limited. And so I like to call it God thinking, which is thinking the best and thinking that God always has a plan and he always has our best at heart, no matter what the circumstances or the trial or the tribulation that we're going through. As long as we have God, it's not an impossible situation. And so I think that that's very encouraging, that God is able to help us overcome anything. He's able to bring us through anything. He's able to give us victory in anything that we go through. And we can read the Bible for countless testimonies of men and women in the Bible that God brought them through hard, even some of them very tragic and horrible situations. But God gave them a better end and God helped them to see better days in their life and a bright future. And so I think as we consume the Word of God, that we get find scriptures that really encourage us, something that we can meditate on, that we can spiritually and mentally chew on, that gives us a right attitude, a positive attitude, a God attitude, so that we're not overcome with evil as we go throughout our day, but we're overcoming the evil with good. That would be my encouragement for today.
That's a good reminder, Paige. Thank you. Can you pray for us, please?
Yeah. Father, I thank you for everyone listening, and I pray that you would give them a word, that you would give them some encouragement, that you would give them something from you that they can have in their heart, that they can meditate on and ponder on, to give them the right outlook and the right perspective on life. That as long as they have you, they have victory. As long as they have you, they can overcome. As long as they have you, that they have a God who knows and loves them and wants the best for them, and they can expect that in life. I pray that they would just really be encouraged today by your love and by your faithfulness to them. And I pray that everyone would have a blessed day, that all those driving, that they would have safety in their travels, and all those at work, that they would be blessed today, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm a Paige Williams. He's the author of the new book, Prayer, Mysteries, and Relationship. And, you know, Paige, a second ago, it was kind of cool because you said that God is able. God is able.
Yeah.
And what's intriguing yet is that every once in a while, God is able, but the question comes up, is it for you?
Yeah.
Sometimes what you're
absolutely
believing for, is it for you? You know, how do you know if it's for you or not, or if you're kind of pushing into something that's not meant for you?
I think one thing is you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times the Holy Spirit will lead you in your mind and your thoughts, or even inside in your heart, you'll have, I like to call it a knowing, or internal navigation. And God will show you if things are for you. And that doesn't mean that there won't be resistance sometimes in the things that God has for you, but he will give you the faith and the patience and the perseverance to accomplish those things. And he will also lead you and give you those knowings or that check kind of in your spirit or heart when it's not for you, and lead you to pull away from that or go a different direction. So if God is leading you in a thing and you do experience some pushback, just continue to have faith and continue to persevere, because God will give you the victory and you will accomplish it. If not, and he's pulling you back, then follow God's direction and have patience and know that God is preparing another way, and he'll lead you into a better way or a better outcome.
There you go. There you go. Better. We love better. Better is so much better. Prayer, Mysteries, and Relationship is the name of the book. Kind of wrapped inside the name. Hey, Paige, what's the main focus of Prayer, Mysteries, and Relationship? We have three things here.
Yes. It's really in the title, prayer, communication with God. Mysteries, which are things that are hidden from the naked eye, just reading the Bible, and God putting things out or showing you things in the Word of God that you wouldn't normally see just skimming through the Word, and then relationship. First, relationship with God, and then there's also a portion in the book about relationship with the spouse. And so that those three things, communication with God, relationship with God, and just God revealing his Word to you, revealing himself in a deeper way through his Word, are the focuses of the book. So it really all encompasses really relationship. The prayer is a part of that relationship with God, and getting in his Word and allowing him to reveal it to you or reveal mystery to you is also a part of your relationship with God.
Okay.
So that's really the heart of the book.
Okay, got it. And then where do we find it?
Yes, you can find it on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, any digital retail store where you can buy books. It's Kindle, which means it's e-book, so to speak. So you can get it in paperback or on Kindle. So you have options there.
Got it. Pretty much everywhere books are sold. And then where do we find you online?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Paige, P-A-I-G-E, Williams. I also have a linked account to my Facebook called Revelation Night, like the book of Revelation in the Bible, where you can find teachings that I do. You also can find me on Instagram at P-Will, W-I-L-L, 3777, P-Will, 3777.
All right. And then, listeners, if you missed anything, let us know. We had a lot of details. Let us know. Send us a text, 419-240-1937. Paige, always so much fun having you on. Today is day three. Tomorrow, we're expecting something else.
Yes.
And by the way, yesterday, Paige was on the Positive Chats podcast. And to learn more about Paige and what he has going on, you can hit our website at yeshome.com. Learn more about that as we get ready for tomorrow's day number four. Paige, have a great day. Thank you again, sir. We'll catch up with you.
Thank you.
You'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Absolutely.